You know, there is a consistent fascination with the Titanic. It's been this way forever, ever since the dang thing sank. And obviously the movie, you know, gave it another shot in the arm. There are big exhibits in Ireland and every place else. But there's also one just showing up in North Dallas. It's put together by Image Exhibitions, and it'll be around for a while. Tom Zoller, it's president and CEO, putting the show together. Joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Pleasure to be here.
So what is it about the Titanic that makes it, that everybody cares about this for such a long period of time?
I think it's just a great human story. It's a story of hopes and dreams and cowards and heroes. It's the perfect three-act play. It's the Greek tragedy. It's a great story. I mean, that's what people love, whether they're watching a new Netflix series or they're watching a great movie or a great piece of theater. Titanic is a story that just captivates us all.
So tell me what you put together. You've got memorabilia from the Titanic?
Yeah, so the exhibition, which is in North Dallas, and it's about 16 different rooms spread over more than 20,000 square feet of recreations of different parts of the ship. So when you arrive, you become a passenger. We give you a boarding pass, and there's a name of an actual passenger on that boarding pass. So you'll walk in, you're a man, you'll get a man's pass, boarding pass. You'll either be first class, second class, third class, or crew, and it'll tell a little bit about who you are. You're with your family or your friends or whomever. Each person will get a boarding pass. I'll be somewhere a little bit different. You might be in second class. Your wife might be in third class or first class. And as you go through, you step back in time. So we take you first through an introductory film to sort of set the stage and remind you about all that Titanic was. And then you go and you meet the two guys who came up with this idea, Bruce Ismay and James Perry, who said, let's, you know, reinvigorate transatlantic ocean travel. And so this idea of immigration was massively happening in the early 1900s, and they wanted to make not only a luxurious ship, the most luxurious ship ever built, but they also needed to move a lot of people, and they wanted to do it quickly. So they came up with the idea to make three ships, the Olympic, the Titanic, and the Gigantic. They made the Olympic, they made the Titanic, 4 days after it took off, we all know what happened, And then they renamed the Gigantic into the Britannic. And so we tell that entire story, but we do it in a three-dimensional way where you go back in time. We take you to the time of construction. We have tools from the time of construction. We have early advertisements that were for the ships, all these objects that are more than 100 years old that help tell this story. Then we take you through construction. You walk out onto departure day. You see a side of the ship. You enter into the ship through a recreation. You walk down a first-class hallway, so it feels like you're on board. You go into a first-class cabin. You see the grand staircase. You go in a third-class hallway. You see a third-class cabin. You go out on the promenade deck. You see a boiler room where the crew lived, and you see an iceberg. You meet that iceberg face-to-face, and you touch it.
So tell me, how long did it take you to put this together?
Well, I've been doing this for 25 years. Actually, this show, not this exact show, but another show, I was one of the people who brought to Dallas at Fair Park in the year 2000. So we did this 24
Titanic?
Years ago. Titanic exhibition, yeah.
Well, you're milking this thing. I mean,
this
has lasted a lot longer than the Titanic did.
It's true. It's
so
true.
What about this show? How long is it around?
We are selling tickets right now through May 11th. So short run here. But we just left Chicago, had a fantastic run there. We've had great response already. So we're really looking forward to a good run here in Dallas.
And you keep on going? How long do you keep the show on the road?
I mean, I don't know, forever? The story never ends. I mean, I've been doing it all over the world for so many years. My company does exhibitions all over the world, all kinds of different subjects. And Titanic is really where I cut my teeth, and it's got a special place in my heart. I've dove to the wreck site of the Titanic, so I have this really strong connection to the story, and also it's really for my career. It's been a really important thing.
You dove to the site?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. 12,500 feet down. 12 hours.
Wow.
Yeah, mind over bladder.
I would imagine.
Yeah.
So what kind of people come here? I mean, are they people that are fans of the movie? Shipping, a lot of shipping freaks.
There's people who love them. First of all, I think, as we all know, the James Cameron film in 1997 was a massive blockbuster success. And it's the kind of show that the kind of movie that stands the test of time. It's still a good movie if you watch it now.
Yeah.
So that really reintroduced a lot of people to it. But there were other great books and great movies, A Night to Remember, lots of great pieces of it's because it's a great story. People just, some are movie lovers. There's a lot of ship enthusiasts. But it's just a great story. And there's also what we see now is it's generational. You've got the oldest living member of the Titanic died 10 years ago or so. I knew her pretty well. So there's nobody from that era anymore, but there's people who still remember those people, right? And then they brought their kids to the show 25 years ago, and they're going to bring their kids to the show 25 years later. And you build this generation of, we see grandparents, parents, and kids, and grandparents coming together.
So have you talked to James Cameron? Is he going to come by?
He's not in Dallas. He has come to the exhibition before.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, he came a couple times, and we worked with him and on some other things, and we licensed some costumes from Fox and in the past. But you never know. He might show up.
That's outstanding. So you will be here, and you can't extend it, but right now you're here till May?
Yes, we're on sale till May. We don't, it's all about the demand of the market now, but I mean, the show's always moving. We have other places to go, but, so right now there's no extension.
All right, Tom Zollers, president and CEO of Imagine Exhibitions. And what's the official name of the show?
Titanic the Exhibition. Pretty good, right?
Sounds catchy.
Yeah, well, we've been doing this a long time, and everything we call subject, the exhibition. It just worked. Well, I think exhibition is, it's funny because not everybody knows what to expect, but I feel like for the last 30 years I've been doing this, and we've called it an exhibition. So in my mind, it makes a lot of sense. Yeah. So I hope to the public it makes
sense. All right, North Dallas at Preston and Beltline.
Yep.
We wish you the best. Thanks a lot for the time.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
For more of our conversation, go to KRLD.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.